How come you keep looking at me like that? Oh, it's a secret, huh? Come on, tell me. No, I don't care if it's weird. Come on, out with it. Is it a dirty secret? I'll tell you a secret of mine if you tell me yours. Is it a kinky secret? Oh my, it is, isn't it? I can tell from the way you're blushing. What is it? Do you have like some weird fetish or something? Oh my god, you totally do, don't you? What is it? Armpit? Hands? Feet? Feet. Huh. Oh, socks specifically? Interesting. No, it's fine. That's just a new one to me. I haven't heard it before. I mean, feet, yes. My last boyfriend had a thing for my feet. He always wanted to touch them, kiss them, and stuff. It was fine, because I think I have pretty cute feet. And I like having them massaged and pampered. So feet, I can understand. Socks, though? Is it like a particular kind of socks? Do you, like, really get off on those frilly schoolgirl ankle socks? Or maybe knee highs? Thigh highs? No? Boring old white ankle socks, huh? You mean like the ones I normally wear with sneakers? Interesting. I mean, not interesting per se, but interesting because I was going to go for a run later. So I'm actually wearing socks exactly like that right now. You noticed, did you? I guess I should have expected that part. Is that why you were looking at me like that? No, it's fine. You can look if you want to. Honestly, I don't mind. Did your jaw just literally drop? Pick it up. It's not that unbelievable. If you like my feet, why should I be bothered by you looking at them? If anything, it just means you think I have cute feet. And that's more flattering than anything else. So I really don't mind if you want to look. I'll even give you a better view. See? White socks. And they come up just barely past the top of my ankle. Those are the type of socks you meant, right? Good. What a happy coincidence. I'm guessing you don't mind if I rest my foot right there, do you? Is it okay there? I mean, it's a little inside your personal space to put it right in your lap. But I think we're past personal space now, don't you? Good. Take it off. No, silly boy. I didn't say take it out. I want you to untie my shoe and take it off for me. Do it. Now. Good boy. Much better. My feet have been trapped in these shoes all day. Why don't you take the other one off, too? Good boy. Aw, what's the matter? Is that making it hard to think? Or just making it hard? Or it's both, isn't it? Good. Why is that good? Well, why shouldn't it be good? I mean, it's not like you mind me putting my feet right here, nestled right against your cock, do you? Good boy. And it's not like you mind getting hard for me. I mean, if I didn't want that to happen, why would I be teasing you like this? Of course I want you hard. Just like that. Good boy. Now you can take it out. No, silly boy. I actually mean it. Take out your hard cock. I'm keeping an eye out. No one's gonna see. Just think how good it'll feel to let me play with your cock for a little while. Don't tell me you haven't thought about it. So go ahead. Let me have some fun with you for a while. That's a good boy. Aw, are you nervous? Is this pushing some boundaries for you? Don't worry. It's okay. No one's gonna know besides you and me, I mean. Unless you give it away. It would help if you could stop blushing and just relax. Just act like nothing's going on. Like we're talking. I know it's hard not to squirm. Just take a nice deep breath and sit still. Just relax. Look at my... No, I meant look me in the eye, silly. Not look at my tits. That's right. Just keep looking right into my eyes. Keep your breathing nice and calm and relaxed. And I just keep talking to you in this nice, soothing voice. That way, even if anyone does wander into this section of the stacks, they won't expect we're doing anything other than studying. That's right. Just keep breathing slowly and stare right into my eyes, even when I run my toes around your head like that. It's hard not to gasp, I know. Just relax, though. Just pretend you're totally focused on every word I say. You know, you still haven't asked me to hold up the end of our little deal. I told you that if you told me your dirty secret, I would tell you one of mine. Or did you forget about that? It's fine. I understand how the feeling of my toes slowly running up the full length of your shaft, just like that, could be a little distracting. I understand that it would sort of stop you in your tracks and take the words right out of your mouth. I understand if it might make you forget about anything other than how good it feels. I can understand if each time I do that, you forget whatever it was you're thinking about. I can understand if you kind of zone out and lose track of everything else. But I'll tell you anyway. Tell you what? Well, I tell you my dirty little secret, of course. You're not the only one with a fetish. Mine is a little different, though. See, it's not a physical thing, or a garment, or a particular act. It's hypnosis. Well, sort of. What I like to play with is a guy's mind. I like to take an innocent, vanilla guy like you, tease him, toy with him, and get him to do things for me. I like to take control of him. Kind of like letting my inner succubus out to give you a bit of a mind fuck. So that's why I want you nice and hard. So hard that it gets hard to think. It helps to let all the blood rush out of your brain and into your cock. And that's why I adore how helplessly flustered you get when I stroke up and down the vein on the bottom of your shaft. Yeah. Just like that. I like how every time you try to say something, you end up speechless, just gasping, staring, like a helpless puppet. I like how you slipped into a trance right now without even noticing or thinking about it. I like how every time you try to think about something, your mind just drops right back into the gutter. How it comes right back to me, and how I'm teasing your cock. Your cock likes to be teased, doesn't it? Yes? So you like staring into my eyes and pretending that each stroke up and down your shaft isn't enough to bring you to your knees? Yes again? Now are you saying yes because you really mean it? Are you saying yes because it's kind of the only word that comes to mind right now? Does that word just kind of tumble out of your mouth on its own each time you feel my toes go up and down? Yes, yes, yes. Well, okay then. You know, it's really unfortunate that you took so long to admit this little fetish to me. I mean, we've been in class together all semester. If you had told me when we first started hanging out, we could have done this months ago, and every day since. If you think you like me now, well, just imagine what that could be like. Imagine what I'd be doing to you now if we started this months ago. You could be sitting at my feet, helpless and naked, massaging them while I play with your cock and whisper sexy little things to your unconscious mind. Imagine how good I can make you feel. Imagine how good I will make you feel when you let me do all those things to you. Imagine how easy it would be for me to wrap you around my little finger. Don't imagine it. It's fine if it's too hard to think, to really focus on anything at all. That's just fine. After all, I like how your thoughts melt completely when you're about to come. good boy. Speaking of coming, I think you want to come for me. I think you want to come with me. I think you're going to come with me back to my place. Wouldn't you agree? What's that? Oh, you weren't really listening. Did you kind of zone out for a little bit? That's okay. I was saying I'm going home, and I asked if you want to come. You are going to come now, aren't you? I mean, you wouldn't want to turn down my invitation. Shh. You don't need to say no. All you need to say is yes. Good boy.